We bring our attention to the breath. And in doing so, we close the eyes and imagine a channel through the central column of the body. And as we exhale, we allow the breath to cascade down and out the body. And as we inhale, siphon the breath and draw it from the belly of the earth into our bodies and up through, out and beyond the body. And we allow this to be the anchoring practice, sending the breath down and out the body, plunging, emptying, opening to release on every exhale. And on every inhale, opening to receive. Notice the places where the breath feels a little sticky as it passes. We notice any barriers to entry. We might notice muscles tightening as the breath approaches. Force our way into these spaces, we simply notice and continue on. There may be an emotion that arises on either the inhale or the exhale. Potentially, when you inhale, you feel hopeful or inspired. And as you exhale, maybe you feel relieved or sad or settled. This is simply a practice of observation. And a slow cultivation of awareness. And eventually, gentle directing. No mandates. No expectations. Just offerings. May my breath be an offering, container that can hold this whole life. And all that wants to come to me can come on the in-breath. And all that longs to leave, we do so on every out-breath. level to this by noticing as we inhale and the breath moves up the body that the spine elongates. And as we exhale, we consciously remain tall as the breath cascades down the body. Draw the breath in and up the body, feeling and sensing the openness, the expansion. And then as we exhale, we continue to rise and allow the breath to soften and pour over us like warm oil, nourishing. Continue with this as long as you choose, or we can add one more layer. Meaning that the breath moves in and up the body on the inhale, and that the breath cascades down the body as the spine continues to elongate skyward on the exhale. We then begin to notice how the breath changes course at the bottom of the exhale, where the release of breath returns to silence. Stillness to the space that holds it. And same but different at the top of the inhale, we notice where there's no more breath to draw in. Into the fullness that is also free from everything. And then when it's time, the breath naturally changes course again and releases. Bottom of the breath, you notice the release. Spaciousness. The sensation that here we are empty, and yet we are full. And then when it's time, we are breathed as the breath fills our bodies to the very top of the inhale, and when we feel full, we pause, or we are paused. We sense in this space and time how we are so full and yet free from all that is material. And so in our time, we bring the hands together at the heart center. unleash the power of the breath to breathe us, to fill us, to empty us, and nurture us. All at the same time, it's this magic elixir that holds our life force. That comes from the cosmos and from the microcosms of our being. For we draw forth spaciousness into our whole being and know that in this one breath, within this one breath, this is where we are free. With palms together, we raise the thumb line to the brow, bowing the head ever so gently. Eyes closing, corners of the lips lifting, nostrils gently flaring. And we set these moments as intention. For this day, for this breath, for this life. That we may know ourselves to be the breath. The breather, the one being breathed. That we may know in any moment we can settle in to the preciousness of this one sacred breath and feel the wholeness from which we've come, in which we exist, and to which we will all ultimately return. And in this space and place and breath, may we remember, recall, and recollect nature as one, as whole, and enough, and as complete. Slide the hands down to the heart center, send the breath down and out the body on the exhale, inhale to the crown of the head, audible sigh, inhale to the crown, audible sigh, inhale to the crown. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.